Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Ordway Center for the Arts was the site of this year's annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration in St. Paul. Youth Lens 360 founder Dario Otero on what King's message means to him.
The message of peace, the message that you don't have to take a violent approach to get what you need, but also just a message of like fighting for something that you want, whether it's fighting for justice, fighting for making sure equal pay, and have a seat at the table and make our own tables.
This year marked the 40th annual state-sponsored MLK Jr. celebration. Federal charges are filed against a man accused of stealing a rifle out of an FBI vehicle at an ICE shooting protest in Minneapolis. MNN's Brent Palm has more.
33-year-old Raul Gutierrez is jailed on one count of being a felon in possession of a firearm and theft of government property. Prosecutors say the DEA used a tattoo on his neck to identify Gutierrez as the man breaking into an FBI vehicle Wednesday night and removing a rifle case. Video also shows him putting the case in the back seat of a car. The criminal complaint says Gutierrez admitted to possessing and handling the rifle. Brent Palm, MNN.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says Gutierrez is a member of the Latin King Gang. The Pentagon is ordering around 1,500 troops to be ready for potential deployment to Minnesota. It comes as anti-ICE protests continue in the state after the deadly shooting of Renee Good by an ICE agent. President Trump has said he may invoke the Insurrection Act as a result of the unrest. And the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has released its 2025 Forest Health Report, and the state's forests saw some first-time visitors last year. Forest Health Program Coordinator Brian Schwingel.
We also recorded a native bark beetle on hackberry, which I don't think we've ever recorded before in our history. And we recorded kind of an outbreak in central Minnesota of that bark beetle. Actually, we found out that it happened in 2023 and 2024, but not 2025.
Schwingel says none of those outbreaks are a concern to the state's forests. You can view the full report by visiting the DNR's website. In other headlines, everyone who got stuck on a ski lift at Lutzen Mountains for around 3 hours this weekend is expected to be okay. The Lutzen Fire Department was called Saturday to the North Shore Ski Resort when the lift stopped working. Firefighters from nearby Tofty brought a ladder truck to help rescue skiers and snowboarders from the chairlift. An order requiring safe storage of food and scented items in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness is reducing bear confrontations. Joy Vandry of the Superior National Forest says hanging food and containers 12 feet in the air is effective.
You know, before we started on, we were tracking, 40, 50 bear-human interactions per year between 2024 and 2025. You know, reduced it down to about 10.
She says the order helps protect campers and their food. The USDA extended the requirements for 5 additional years. And the University of Minnesota is offering online classes due to the surge of ICE agents and the deadly shooting of Renee Good in Minneapolis. U of M officials say they're doing so for those who feel unsafe coming to class. You can find more news up at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.